Hello and welcome to Adam's Cave. It's time to get to the cave to have a candid, concise, and very clear conversation. Adam's Cave is a space where we discuss matters affecting these warriors and the significant people that these warriors really care about. So all Adams and Eves, take up your place and be part of the conversation by using our SMS line 20933 or our WhatsApp line 0717-400-555. 0717-400-555. I'm your host, Kissy Jackie Protich, and I'm so delighted today that we're having this conversation. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we were sitting with some men and began to think of how life was in the Garden of Eden, walking around, eating fruits, and maybe hearing the birds singing, and coming home tired from the naming the animals, possibly in Hebrew. I'm sure there were no scientific names like Panthero Leo or Homo sapiens, or such scientific names. Pretty, really, pretty good life. But there's something tucked there, very interesting, that we want to consider today. That Adam and Eve were naked and not ashamed. Naked and not ashamed. So I'm so delighted this day to have our elder, very, very seasoned corporate leader. He's an accomplished author of over 20 books. 20 books, not 10 books, over 20 books. And he's currently the managing director of Taruma Consultants Limited. You must have listened to him. He's our elder, John Nganga.
Thank you.
Welcome to the cave, sir.
Thank you very much.
It's such an honor.
I'm right inside the cave.
Thank you, Elder.
Yes.
Now, I was just wondering, how do we introduce you? I mean, you have so many hats, Elder.
No, I think the best one is that some more than 50 years ago,
yes,
in a meeting of young people, I put up my hand to receive Christ as my personal savior. Mm. The reason I did that is because someone clearly indicated those who don't will go to hell. Mm. And I didn't want to go to hell. So I was running away from hell. But I'm so grateful that after I got saved, I've discovered many other benefits of knowing the Lord. Heaven is still an attraction.
Yes.
But you need the Lord even more in this life. Mm. And I can look at the last more than 55 years of walking with the Lord and seeing it's worth walking with him.
Over 50 years ago?
Yes.
Earlier, you're telling me about when you went to Alliance School and you were speaking. And then did you say when you left everybody?
Yes, I was introduced and they said, our speaker today left Alliance before all of us were born. Talking about the teachers.
Yes.
And which is true. I did my Form 4 1971.
Okay.
So you can see many of the people that were born then are retiring. Yeah, because it's quite a while ago. And I'm grateful to the Lord that he has kept me.
Amen.
Do you still do? Especially in the Lord.
Amen.
It is sweet to know the Lord. It's sweet to walk with him.
Amen.
It's terrible not to have the Lord as your guide in this life.
Wow.
As a man especially.
Yes.
You need him.
Wow. Do you still do high school ministries?
Yes, I still do high school ministry. I'm supposed to be in Jabine Boys High School this Sunday, although I've had to give somebody else because I'm speaking here. Mm-hmm. But I'm still in high school, still involved in high school ministry.
Now, it's interesting, Elder, looking at your all expertise that you're actually reaching out to the youth.
Yes, and I'm grateful to the Lord. Mm-hmm. One of the things why I am encouraged to go to the Lord, to the youth. It's because when I discovered, youth is like a river. If you start at the bridge and look at the water, then somebody calls you, hey, John, you look the other side. If you look next, you still see water, but not the same water. It doesn't matter that from the time I left Form 4, I've always spoken somewhere. So for the last 50-something years, I've been speaking. But those people are not the current one. If I don't speak to the current generation, it's a different water. So no amount of speaking to previous generations excuses me from talking to the current one. Mm. Number two, the people are increasing by leaps and bounds. Are you aware when you got independence? I was already counting my years in double digits.
Yes.
When you got independent in 1963. Mm-hmm. And we were only 8 million Kenyans. 8 million. Today we are around 50 million. What that tells you is that even if we all Christians are to involved in ministry, we are still too few for the numbers that require us. Mm. So you can't tell somebody, hey, you retire, let the younger people do it. Mm. Because when during a time of war, even veterans are recalled. So all of us, old and young, must be involved in fighting the devil for the good of our nation.
Wow. No, thank you. Thank you so much, Elder. Actually, when we were considering this topic of naked and not ashamed, so we were looking at sitting down in my office and thinking, who can handle this topic? Okay. And we knew the only person who can do it so well is Elder Nganga, naked and not ashamed.
Not ashamed.
So take us back to Genesis, Elder.
I want to say three things about nakedness.
Yes.
Number one, to be naked means to be transparent.
Yes.
The two words are the same. In other words, people can see even your private places. What you consider as personal and private is exposed. That's what we call being naked. It is being able to have no privacy to allow another person the opportunity to know you inside out. Number two, when you talk about naked, we also need to understand then, for the fallen creation, it should not be naked to everyone. There are people if you show them your nakedness, will destroy it. So when you talk about being naked, it matters to who are you naked.
Yes.
Number three, which is very, very important, is to understand that there are good reasons why God wants us to be naked before certain people and not others. And that lack of nakedness or lack of transparency is not a biblically right thing. Mm. Those are three things I want us to agree up front.
Okay. Before we get to that, Elder, I was wondering, why does the scripture use the two words, naked and not ashamed? It seems to imply this shame.
Certainly.
Yes.
And I don't think it is far-fetched.
Mm.
If, for example, I am to forget to wear my trouser, and then you call at the gate, and I forgot I was not wearing trouser, only to come to the gate.
Yes.
Later, Nganga, what's the problem?
Mm.
Then I'll be so ashamed. You can actually be naked and ashamed. And most times when you are naked, when you discover people know something we had hidden, we actually get embarrassed. Because our intention was not to allow them to know. Now they know. Naked and ashamed is the normal. Mm-hmm. Naked and not ashamed is supernormal. I'm not calling abnormal.
Yes.
It's supernormal. The average person will be ashamed because they are naked.
Yes.
The Christian will be deliberately naked to certain people, and the Bible is saying, and don't be ashamed. Because if you are naked and ashamed, God will not be pleased with you. Because that means you are forced to it. You are forced to it. It's not voluntary.
Yes.
Naked and not ashamed means you deliberately opened up yourself. You deliberately gave the information. That's why the word ashamed. That means it was deliberate. Mm-hmm. It was something you knew you were doing. You are not caught unaware.
Okay. Elder, so it means that when Adam and Eve were walking with all the purity and the righteousness they had, they were covered. Until they sinned, they discovered, whoops, you're naked.
That's what we need to be aware.
Mm.
The reason why you cannot be naked to everyone is because of sin.
Ah, okay.
Because sin is the one that made lust. Therefore, when before the fall of man, you would see a woman stark naked, and you don't start thinking, lust is not in your vocabulary.
Yes.
As soon as sin came, when you look at a naked woman, you lust. That's why any woman who is righteous will never leave her body exposed. And when you see a woman, you know, the other day they were saying, my dress, my choice. It's not your choice. Because if you walk naked, other people will suffer. And if you truly love them, you cover yourself, not for your sake,
for
their sake. Because fallen creation cannot look at a woman, a naked woman, and feel nothing except if they are not biologically okay.
Mm.
So that's really why it was important to understand there is pre and post. And we need to be aware that the encouragement of husband and wife to be naked and not ashamed of each other is post the fall. That even after the fall, because the temptation now is to be embarrassed. When the Lord came to the garden, they were hiding. They tried to look. Now he says, no. But before your wife and before God, don't try to cover up. Be naked. And don't be embarrassed about it. Deliberately do it. And that's why it is very important. It's not just naked. It's naked deliberately. Therefore, naked and not ashamed.
So, Elder, it's actually God's design that before Adam should be actually naked before Eve and not be ashamed. That's God's design, right?
That's God's design. That's why the first reason why you should know that there is a problem in your marriage is when you feel uncomfortable about your wife getting to know certain things.
Okay.
When you start feeling embarrassed, hey, you, who told you that? When that happens between husband and wife, you need to start understanding there is a problem in your marriage. An ideal Christian marriage, my book, Marriage, Christian or Traditional, that's one of the things that happen. That one of the ways of knowing traditional marriage, there is no necessity for you to be naked before your wife. In Christian marriage, it is a requirement, a biblical requirement, for you to be naked before your wife, for you to be naked before your husband. So it's a biblical requirement. It's not voluntary. Don't tell your wife, you know, you should count yourself lucky I'm naked before you. No. It's a requirement. If you are not naked before your wife may do nothing, but God will hold you accountable for not living by the biblical requirements of marriage.
No, Elder, I think many men find it very difficult to be naked, especially before at Eve. So it's okay to have your bank account somewhere. It's okay to have your assets somewhere, to have your life somewhere, and not be so naked. Where does that one come from?
I think the problem is the one I was just been talking about.
Yes.
Fallen creation. The natural thing for a fallen creation is not to allow anybody to know them. It's to cover up. It's to be secretive. So it's normal for a man not to want, especially the wife, to know. So it's normal, but it's still sinful. The fact is normal does not make it right, because the word of God is the one you should live on. Let me tell you three things that causes a man to find it difficult to be naked, despite what the scriptures require. Number one, I'm sorry to have to tell you, Eves, you are the problem. You share something with your wife because that's what the Bible requires. The next time you hear it with her mother. Now, you are not supposed to be naked before your mother-in-law. You are supposed to be naked before your wife.
Yes.
And your wife is supposed to be mature enough to know that information is not public. You share your salary with your wife. The next time you hear her brother saying, you people, you didn't even give enough dowry. You are here, you're earning half a million shillings.
And you're just giving us.
Yeah. Now, how did they know? So it becomes very difficult. When you have a wife who is not mature enough, because one of signs of maturity is to know what to tell and what not to tell, it makes it very difficult for the man. Number two, the man himself may have certain things they are not straight about. Like, my friend, if you have a gashungu or some dogodogo somewhere, you don't ever, or even, you have, and you, and sometimes it's not that you are sexually involved, but what we call emotional infidelity. Emotional infidelity is where you have certain girls you share things with. And although you don't sleep with them, they are in your, on your phone, you keep writing messages. Nothing serious happens. Hey, if your wife ever got that phone, you even come out naked from the shower to grab the phone back. Why? Because there is something wrong with you. My friend, if you are living a clean life, there will be certain people you don't share with, but you'll be able to share with your wife. Because there's nothing to hide. There's nothing funny you are doing. So when you find it difficult to share and be open with your wife. Suspect there is something that's not quite right with them. Thirdly, and importantly, is sometimes you yourself don't understand certain things, and that needs to be understood. You are being asked to be naked. Why did you do it? And you don't even know why you did it. And that can cause somebody to think you are refused to be naked, but even you yourself don't understand what you are talking about. Because you can only be naked when you know what it means. But sometimes you don't know. You have said something. Tell me, why did you say it? It just came to your mind. Now, so those are three reasons why, even as you assess whether a man is naked enough, look at those three aspects. Are you asking him to be naked on a matter he doesn't even have the details about? Because even if you want to share something, you need to share it with a clarity. You know what you are saying. And that can be a problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
Elder, I want to ask you why you think we should be naked. But before I ask you that,
yeah,
I want to go to your point number two. Why would a man find it easy to be naked before somebody else who is not? Because you've clearly said that you should be naked before your wife.
Yeah.
Or you're the person that's significant to you and not everybody else. But why would a man find another person to be naked before?
Let me say three things. Number one, if you have heard of the Johari window, Johari window teaches us that it is in your interest to be naked before others. Because, you know, Johari says there are four quadrants. One is a quadrant where you know things that nobody else knows. Second one is a quadrant where your friends know something about you and you don't even know about it. The third quadrant is where both of you have shared, you both know. The fourth one is only God who knows. Now, so if you want to increase self-awareness, which is a very critical requirement for higher performance, people who perform well understand themselves better. Since you only know one aspect about you, by the way, that thing is very embarrassing. To imagine that there are people who know you more than you know yourself.
Yes.
And that there are certain aspects of you, you yourself, and you don't know.
Yes.
And others know. Now, it's a frightening thing. So the reason why it is important to share with others or be naked is so that as you tell them about areas they don't know about you, they also start feeling free to tell you about something about you that you don't know. Okay. That way you increase the third area, which I said, an area where you have information, other people have information, you get to know yourself better and better. Now, the assumption is that person who is helping you at least should be your wife. But not just your wife. You need friends, especially of your gender, because of the risks.
Yes.
If it's a different gender. You need people. If you really want to be a person who is psychologically and spiritually and socially healthy, you must have friends you open up to. Being secretive limits your performance, limits your effectiveness. So it's important to understand that it's in your interest to share with others. Now, let's come back to your question, which is my second point.
Yes.
Why do you find it difficult with your wife and yet you have somebody else? It's because the other one, you can throw away in a moment. With your wife, since you will not throw her away, 50 years later, she could remind you. Do you remember, I've been married for 33 years. Can you imagine her telling me 1979? Do you remember what you did? So yes. Sometimes you feel, if I share, I'm taking a big risk. Whereas the other person, you just are talking, and after that, you're on a call somewhere in Japan, you talk and you never meet again. So that's why you find it easier to share with somebody else whom you can dismiss later than with this one who will hold you accountable over time.
Well, 43 years later.
But you see, this other one can't help you much. The same way he can leave you, it means that information you have opened up to him, he knows, he can help you temporarily, but your wife will help you long term.
Yes.
So in your own interest, we are even talking about being naked is for your own interest. It's not benefiting your wife. For your own interest, it will help you to be a better person, to be more effective, to be more impactful, because you open up your area of self-awareness. The more you open up to her, the more she knows you, the more she feels free to tell you about you, and you end up gaining more.
Wow.
And I think, so it's very important for men to understand that. That being secretive, this man for whom a whole parasito was started, remember, unclaimed financial
assets, yes,
is a parasito to talk to men about the importance of nakedness.
Yes.
Because that parasito doesn't exist. except because of men being refusing to be naked. Therefore, they are enjoying money. Because somebody dies, has left $1 billion, and the bank has no idea who to give it to. So all that money, earlier the banks just enjoyed it. Now the parastatal says, bring it here. Let the nation enjoy. Now it's for the public to enjoy. Because you did not tell your family that you had the money. So it's in your, it is, if you love your family, you must be naked. If you love yourself, you must be naked. Go to improve your productivity. Yes.
Wow. There's something you touched, Elder, on the window. Window, you said. Is it then possible that a man then can, apart from his wife, can also choose to lay his bare, lay his chest bare, and allow another man to see the wounds and the pain they go through to be helped to attain a higher impact?
That's exactly the point I'm making. That you are confident, number one, must be your wife.
Okay.
But you're not the only confident.
Yes.
And it's important that your wife also knows about these other confidants.
Okay.
Because she has never been a man. So there are certain things when you share with other men, they're able to say, here you are going taking the wrong direction. But my suggestion is even what you share with other confidants, your wife must know. You know, this man told me this. This man told me this. But you still need to open up to other men. It's in your interest to have important, significant others whom you open up and take a risk. Recently, I was talking to a group of people and I was telling them, that person is called, he has the right of interference. These are people who can tell you off. You know, the other day we were with my two of the men who were on my wedding queue. We were three, wow. The three men we were. Last 2 weeks ago, we drove to Thika. Now, these are people who have known me from my earlier years before I was married. And I was telling them, you know, tomorrow, we have to come back quickly from Thika because tomorrow I'm going to Meru. Hey, the Atan, we said, John, you think you're a boy? We are here in Thika, and tomorrow you expect to be in Meru. Meru?
Yes.
You should have gone to Meru now to sleep on the way. Now, how do you go there? They have the right of interference.
Yes.
They are not like other people who may think that will hurt John. No, they will tell me off. And you need people like that. People with the right of interference. Why are they about to interfere? Because they know even if you get annoyed, you will still be back to them. That's how close the friendship is. You need people like that. But before you go to them, ensure your wife is in that category.
Okay.
Yes.
Elder, where does one start? To be naked and ashamed.
I think for you, first of all, I hope we have convinced you, caveman. I hope we have convinced you it is not in your interest not to be naked and not ashamed. Since you now know it's not in your naked, where do you start? You start by having a family vision and mission. Because you see, nakedness is not a separate item. It's that you and your wife are supposed together to fulfill the family vision and mission. Not your separate ones, but why were you married? What are you trying to achieve as a marriage? It is then the nakedness is to assist the couple to realize their potential. So the first step must be both of you cannot be pulling different directions. Because you're pulling direction, why share? Why be naked? The nakedness is because both of you are trying to go to the same direction. That's the first. So first of all, sort out that. Are you competing in your marriage or are you complementing each other towards the same direction? Number two, start opening up and sharing anything you have not shared with your wife. In other words, ask yourself, what are things which if my wife knew, she would be very uncomfortable? She couldn't even divorce me. Once you know what they are, start giving them in small doses. Because you say, yes. And you tell her, darling, I've been very uncomfortable sharing. But I was listening to Adam's Cave, and I want to start sharing with you. For example, did I tell you in Form 3 I had a girlfriend? And we did not behave very well.
Yes.
I know I've never told you. And I thought, if you ever bumped into her and she started talking about it, it wouldn't work well. I want to hear it. I want you to hear it from me. She may jump and be annoyed, but after some time she realizes, this man is opening up to me. She will start accepting you. And that's the second point. First of all, why are you sharing? Number two, start asking yourself, what is it that about me that my wife should know and does not know? Then thirdly, make it, force yourself, because it's not easy, force yourself to never have secrets kept away from your wife. Whenever you feel tempted, no, call it by the right time, title temptation. And temptation is not sin. So don't allow it to become sin. Handle the temptation of being secretive and share with your wife before things happen.
You know, Elder, I think recently I was hearing people like, normally when someone passes on or something else, things begin to emerge.
Yeah.
And you hear there was another wife, there was three wives, then
there were sons,
and it gets a whole complicated process. Could being naked and not ashamed be a cure to that?
Remember, the unclaimed financial asset deals with the finance, with the finances you did not know.
Yes.
But the children you planted, claiming you are planting wild oats.
Yes.
Who never came as long as you are alive.
Mm.
Why? Because you could tell them off. You would tell her, wait a minute, didn't I pay you?
Mm.
How you bring the son? I paid you to keep quiet.
Mm.
But now you are dead. You can't defend yourself. You leave trouble. So for the sake, that's why I told you, the reason why you must be naked. Number one is because the Bible requires it to you to be naked before you. Number two is for your own sake. Your productivity will improve as you get to know yourself better, as you are naked before others. Number three, for the good of your family.
Mm.
If you love your family at all things that could go wrong, tell them about it way in advance and let them know, yeah, by the way, that girl might bring, you can't because of this. Then that one might come. Now, you'll be embarrassed for a while, but then your family will realize this guy is saving us from trouble. So share it in advance and you'll discover that it will be for your own good, to the glory of God, or for the benefit of your family.
Amen.
Yeah.
I like what you said about the glory of God. Because I do, or somebody could ask, is it possible then for even someone to be not naked before God?
Yes. Most of us.
Yes.
Actually, imagine, how else do we sin?
Yes.
We kind of imply God doesn't know.
Doesn't know, yes.
Now, when you see a pastor who last week came out from a brothel and on Sunday is speaking, it's because God no longer, people do not believe in Jehovah.
Mm.
You know, the Bible tells us in the beginning, God created man. Now these days, we are the ones creating God.
Mm.
The God we pray to is not the God of the Bible. We have created God in our own image. And that God doesn't see, he doesn't hear, he is deaf and blind. That's why you can come out from a brothel and on Sunday you are preaching fire and brimstone. Because you imagine God cannot see. So there are many of us, and actually that's the life of sin has to do with lack of nakedness before God. And God, it's in your own interest to be naked also before God, because that way he is willing to repent. Remember, all sins are forgivable,
yes,
but they must be repented. How do you become repentant? How do you repent without nakedness? Nakedness is repentance. Every time you repent, it's a process of being open before God, being naked to him. And the good thing is, he is very clear. Psalms 101, also related with Psalms 103, he says he takes our sins as far as east is from west. The moment you repent, you are forgiven, and it's all buried in God's sea of forgetfulness. But if you have not repented, you have refused to be naked, you die in your sin. Yeah.
Now, you should think that, Elder, and in my mind, I was just thinking about the folly of Adam and Eve hiding before God. And he says, no, we heard your footsteps, so we went to hide.
Where?
And God is there.
Man has not stopped doing that.
Yes.
Up to today, men still hide with leaves, thinking that God can't see.
Can't see.
And yet, there is nothing God doesn't know about you.
Mm.
Everything he knows, even what you are refusing to repent about, he knows.
Mm.
It's in your interest to walk naked for three reasons. Number one, he's going to forgive you. So why are you refusing with it? And he's going to forgive you. Number two, if when you don't repent, you condemn yourself to hell. And he doesn't even want you to go to hell. Number three, your sin will find you out. Even if you don't, people call it the 40 days of a thief.
Yes.
Somehow one day you're just exposed. So instead of waiting to be exposed and embarrassed, why don't you share it in your own terms?
Wow.
Yeah.
Elder, I know we have started up a very, very difficult conversation. There could be a man right now listening and into us. Even Eve, who just want to come to a place of nakedness and say, look, I'm laying myself bare. Would you want to speak to such a person and pray for us?
Whether you are Eve or Adam, please understand that hiding things from your wife or from your husband is a beginning of steps to sin. Because the moment you think somebody does not know, it encourages you to do things. For example, my sister, if you are to be, there's somebody very attracted to you and is starting to draw signs. My friend, if you keep it secret, it makes it easier for the person to tempt you. If you tell your husband, there's this guy, he keeps throwing bad comments at me, it gives you more courage to tell him off. And because you have not told your husband, you can team up to handle the matter. So it's in your interest to actually share with it. Number two, because you know that God is not happy with it, it will spoil your spiritual life, your relationship with God. So I appeal to you, for your own sake, go before God and share with him first with God. And then because God has cleared you, you'll find it easier to share with your spouse, whether you are Eve or you are Adam. And then finally, since you can see the ideal marriage, Adam and Eve were both, not one. It's not meant to be naked and women secretive. They were both naked. Number two, felt no shame. May that be what you cry for, fight for, and may the Lord grant it to you.
Please pray for them.
Lord, these are easy things to say, easy things to speak, but very difficult to practice. But because you want us to have good marriages, that's why you are teaching us that we need to follow the example of Adam and Eve. In the New Testament, you said, because the marriages of the Old Testament were confused and not right. You told us it was not like that from the beginning. Meaning, when you want to have a standard for marriage, we must go back to Genesis, where the two were naked and not ashamed. I pray for everybody who has listened to this message, help them to determine with your help to have transparent marriages that honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. No, thank you, Elder. I know I want to let you go, but just before I let you go, one more thing.
Yeah.
There are people who...
You are not recorded, are we?
You're still on.
Okay.
Yes. So there are people who, Elder, are still looking for someone to be naked before. Because you said Adam and Eve,
yeah,
both husband and wife,
yeah,
were naked. But then somebody says, look, I'm ready to be naked. How can they be helped?
In other words, they are looking for looking for a life partner.
A right, not just a life partner, but a somebody right suitable to be naked before.
Yeah.
Because you remember you told us not everybody.
Not everybody.
Yes.
Don't be naked. That is actually immorality. Mm. To be naked before the wrong person,
yes,
is immorality. So we are saying be naked to appropriate people. Even when you talk about a man, you must assess. You can't be naked to every... You can't tell men you are... Because there are people who are not interested in you, who they don't love you enough. The kind of advice you'll give you will be wrong. Those are not the people to be naked about. So let's start with you. The first thing is, you must be a friendly person. For you to get friends, you must be friendly. And you should not be friends with the people always thinking you will marry them. Join the youth fellowship. Join the men's fellowship. Join, be part of fellowship, where you are not going there to look for a bride or for a girl to marry. You just are relating. Because that's the first step you must be. Because there are people who say, I have nobody to marry, but they never mix with people. So the first thing is, be available. Number two, which will be very, very important, avoid bad company. Because somebody said, you better be near the one you love, otherwise you'll love the one who is near.
You should say that again.
You better be near the one you love, otherwise you'll love the one who is near. So if you're in bad company, if you are always spending time with the prostitutes and divorcees and all kinds of people, you'll discover those are the people you go to. So it matters which company you are keeping. Because by the time you are ending up in marriage, you should be in the right place, in the right company, so that God will show you somebody who is the kind of person who can who you can be naked with too, without any negative repercussions. Mm-hmm. So that's the second thing. The third step is to be aware that only God can lead you to someone. Mm-hmm. And so spend time in prayer without and be patient. Don't start thinking that it must happen before I'm 30. That's not in the Bible. Mm-hmm. The Bible doesn't have deadline of 30 years.
Yes.
It means you wait on him, and if he gives you somebody to marry at 25, go ahead. If he doesn't, don't try to just marry anybody in a skirt. You'll be naked, and that your nakedness will be used to destroy you. You must, yeah. And my final point, don't marry somebody you have not had a courtship of long enough. When I say long enough, it must be counted in years, not months.
Okay.
Don't meet somebody in January, and by December you have a wedding. They have not gone through winter and summer. Mm. It is during that period of courtship, you will discover every time I'm naked, the information is broadcast.
Yes.
Every time I'm naked, it's used against me. Then basically, don't get married to somebody like that. Because for you to be naked, you need to have the confidence and trust. And that is built before the wedding day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Powerful. One more, Elder. I know time is up, but yeah. Just one more. People who have made themselves naked, some people, have been ashamed.
Yeah.
And now we have really told us how we need to be naked and ashamed. But they're saying, I've tried that and I was hurt. I was disappointed. I was bruised. I'm like a turtle. You touch me, I crawl inside. What can you say?
Again, I'll say three things. Number one, you meant to verify, were you naked before the right person? Number two, were you naked in the right way? Because you can be naked to the wrong person. You can be naked in the wrong way. In other words, you are being naked, but also you are hurting the other person. You know, me, I had a girlfriend. I dumped her. I'm not like you, who seem to have kept your friends. Now, you know, the subject has changed from you are being naked. You are using your nakedness to attack somebody else. So they'll use it against you. But it's because of the way you actually shared the information. It needs to be very clear. The reason we are being naked is not to get goods or to fight the other person. You just know that the more the person knows you, the more they are likely to help you. And because the word of God tells you to, that's the reason we are being naked. So that's the thing. Having done those two, please learn to take your bruises before the Lord. He went to the cross for you. They were embarrassed. Remember, he went through every shame for our sake. It therefore means if people have used your nakedness against you, hand them over to the Lord. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Romans chapter 12.
Yes.
It therefore means don't carry them. Because the more you carry them, the more difficult it is for you to be naked. Because you think that. Now, once you learn how to handle the people who mishandled you, now you can be naked because, you know, even if they misuse it, I have the protection of Christ, and Christ can handle them. That allows you to continue being naked despite being hurt at the previous time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Despite being hurt at the previous time. So they should try again.
Yes.
And just
keep doing it because you see, you are not the one who did wrong.
Yes.
It is the person who misused the information.
Okay.
They will answer before God for misusing the information or the nakedness.
Okay.
So how do you stop doing a good thing because the other people are doing the wrong thing?
It's true.
Do it to the glory of God.
Great. Yes. One more question from Adam.
Yeah.
Asking, you know, women have a memory of an elephant, you said.
They say.
So you become naked today and they will remember 40 years later and said, aha. Remember what you did that 40 years that you told me?
Yeah.
It seems you're going the direction.
Now, the truth of the matter is an unwise woman who does not obey 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians 13 gives the definition of love and says, love does not keep a record of
wrongs.
Wrongs. So if you are reminding me what I did when I got married in 1979,
yes,
you certainly are declaring yourself not spiritual. Because you remember the fruit of the spirit, one of them is love.
Yes.
And you don't have it.
Yes.
You're having the fruit of the devil, not the fruit of the spirit. So the first thing with the person we talk about is this person using old information to hurt.
Yes.
Number two, isn't it clear the Lord is saying when we repent, he buries our sins in his sea of forgetfulness?
Yes.
How come you claim to walk like Christ and you have become a record of wrongs? So that person must deal with. Having dealt with him, we come back to you. Even if your spouse has the memory of an elephant. Number one, if you pray to God, they don't misuse it. You don't trust them. You know they are human, they can fail. But you trust yourself in God's hands. So even as you share, you're not sharing because they cannot misuse it. You are sharing because you know even if they try to misuse it, God will protect you. So your security is not in your spouse, it's in God. So if God has told you, have told me to be naked, what about if they misuse it? I leave it in your hands. Number two, as you go to this person with memory, it means that you know that God will protect you. Like, yeah, last time he misused it, will help you in future. So you need to go into it aware that it could actually be misused, but not with the help of God, he will sort it out. And according again to Romans 12, when you keep loving such a person who is misusing information and you keep being naked, the Bible says it's like you're putting coals of fire to finally burn them. The only thing we are not told that it is after 2 years or 20 years, but they will finally be burned. Someday. So keep loving them, keep being open, and see what God will do with it.
Wow.
Yes.
No, thank you. Thank you so much, Elder. So, Elder Nganga, it's amazing to hear you speak on these things. Do you have any parting shot before we leave?
Yes, I think it's very important. This topic, my main friends, is very, very critical. It touches on, do you have money or assets that your spouse does not know about? You are not being naked. Touches on emotional infidelity. Are you having friends, especially women friends, that your wife knows nothing about? And they're the kind of people you share your very deep things with. And you say, no, I'm not immoral. I'm not. But you are being... you are being bad by having such people. Because what you're doing is, you no longer need your wife. Because now you have found another woman you can share your emotional challenges with. You are not being naked, right? Number three, are you using your own relatives, your mother's children, your siblings? They are the ones who know information rather than your spouse. In fact, when you ask who is your next of kin, your next of kin is not your wife. Your next of kin is your brother. You are not being naked appropriately. May the Lord help us to take the risk and obey God and leave the consequences to him.
Amen.
Thank you.
Wow, powerful. Thank you so much, Elder Nganga. Thank you for finding time, sir, to speak to us on such a powerful topic of naked and not ashamed. And for Eve and Adam, the conversation continues. To continue to drop your SMS or your WhatsApp on 20933 or 0717-400-555. 0717-400-555. That's our number. Continue having the conversation. Continue dropping your comments on your chat section of your social media pages. And let's hear what you have to say. Elder Nganga is available. He'll be happy to hear from you again. Be happy to continue this conversation on Naked and Not Ashamed. So till then, we wish you a beautiful week and look forward to seeing you in the only station where you can live, where you can look and live, and where you can listen and live. Have a great week. I've been your host, Kisi Jake Protich, with Elder Nganga, having the conversation, Naked and Not Ashamed.